It's the Morning X this week, powered by Expert Electronics.
104.9 The Morning X. It is Kevin. What the hell's going on with the Grammys, man? What are those people smoking? The people who decide who gets nominated, who wins the awards for the Grammys? Because yes, I've complained about this every year since I've been on rock radio. Rock is completely unrepresented in the Grammys. There's rock categories. Let me just go over some of the nominees and the winners for the rock categories. Let me know if you recognize any of these artists from this radio station. Grace Potter, Brittany Howard, Haim, Phoebe Bridges, Big Thief, and Fiona Apple. Those were the nominees for Best Rock Performance. Fiona Apple got the win for Shamika. I don't hear a single rock artist in there. I don't know who the hell these people are. I know who Fiona Apple is, but she's not. We're not cranking the Fiona Apple on the rock station here in Rockford. I don't understand. Who the hell is Phoebe Bridgers? I mean, I haven't done a deep dive yet, but I assume if these were rock artists, we would have heard about them. Because we have rock labels sending us stuff daily. Not one of these artists. Stay High from Brittany Howard, best rock song. How about this? A Hero's Death, Fontaines, D.C. Don't know who that is? I mean, they could be a rock artist, but they're definitely not trying to get them played on rock radio if that's the case. I don't understand. The Strokes won for best rock album. We play The Strokes sometimes on our station. They are a rock band. That's the only one I even recognize out of that whole list. As a rock artist, anyway. Nothing for Aaron Jones? No love for Aaron Jones? I mean, last year, I think I Prevail was nominated for some stuff. Some artists we actually play. I just don't understand. Just not enough rock artists put out new stuff over the past year? There were quite a few new albums. I don't understand. I mean, it's all a big ass-grabbing, junk-measuring contest. And, you know, once again, Beyonce and Taylor Swift all over the winner's list. No love for the rock artists. Oh, but Harry Styles, he won something. God, Justin Bieber, he was nominated. This is the winner for best rock song. What the hell is going on? This won out over Aaron Jones, Take Me Away. This was nominated over Aaron Jones, Take Me Away. Look, I'm not saying that everybody needs to love rock music and it needs to be on top as the number one genre in the world again. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when you're going to talk about rock music, include rock artists. What the hell is this crap? Shamika said I had potential. Shamika said I had potential. Yeah, this is just bull crap. Now, Gene Simmons was talking last week about how rock was dead, and he was blaming, you know, kids on their stealing rock music. I blame stuff like this. And it's just out of control. It's Kev, and I have a call in the X voicemail line here. This guy heard me earlier complaining pretty hardcore about the Grammys, had this to say.
Look, man, don't let the Grammys freaking fool you. You guys are playing the best new rock there is available, so keep it up. You know, I listen to you guys every day, and I love every time you play new rock. So keep it coming.
Hey, I appreciate that. Appreciate you giving me a call on the X voicemail line if you want to do so. 815-575-XVM1. And really, that's all we can do, right? Just keep playing the new stuff. Keep playing the good stuff. Giving you the new stuff that comes to us. That's not Fiona effing Apple, who won Best Rock Performance. That just gets under my skin. Not a single artist that we play on this station was nominated for Best Rock Song or Best Rock Performance. And as far as Best Rock Album goes, The Strokes were the only artists that we ever play on this station that were in there. We're not even playing their new stuff. So I don't know. I don't know. Thank you for your call on the X voicemail line. We appreciate that. I got Frank on line one. Hey, Frank.
Hey, while I completely agree with your not Grammy nomination sucks, pretty reckless for Death by Rock and Roll can't go up until next year because it was released after they only go back to August of 2020. So this year's awards are last year's bullshit music.
Right, yeah, I understand that. So wait a minute. If you release your album after or before August, mm-hmm. you're not considered for that year's Grammys?
No. If you put an album out even say in October of 2020, you're hoping you make it through. They only consider music between July of 19 to September of 2020.
Oh, okay.
So
what you're saying is it very well may be considered for next year's awards?
Next year's, yes, but they have to, yes, like it will.
But in what universe? In what universe is Fiona Apple a rock musician?
I know she's smooth music, and Grace Potter, just because she played with Warren Haynes doesn't make her rock. Like
Look, the Grace Potter song is hot, man. It's
great.
It's a good song.
I'd sit and chill, but it ain't a rock. And Fiona Apple is contemporary.
Right,
exactly. I don't even know, or like adult rock.
She's adult alternative is what she is, which there is a category for that. Keep her out of the rock category and give somebody a chance.
Yes.
But 2019 seems like a long time ago, if you think about the grand scheme of things. So it's a weird Grammy year. It's not January to January. It's July to July.
You know how the stupid fiscal years work? October.
Right.
Goofy like that where it is.
So you're telling me I should have done my research before I got pissed off. Is that what you're saying?
No, all I'm telling you is don't overblow it. It makes me mad in the same, it's ridiculous.
Well, no, I appreciate your call because it does make me feel a little bit better about the situation. Not 100%, but a little bit. So I appreciate your call, Frank.
Right. No, but you'll see, it's stupid. It's stupid the way they do it.
And the Pretty Reckless kept pushing their album back and pushing it back and pushing it back. But we were playing the single way before July of last year. So, I mean, I don't know how that counts. But
maybe that would have had to go into the singles category. You know what I mean?
Right. And they very well could have.
Maybe it wasn't released as just an album, you know. Because I hate all that, too. I hate it. But they break it down too much.
Yeah, I agree with that. And thank you for the call, Frank. I really appreciate that. Here's my question, though. If they do July to July for the Grammy year, why not hold the ceremony in August, right after? So it doesn't feel like music that came out 2 years ago is winning Grammys. It doesn't make sense. But I appreciate your call, Frank. And later on this hour, your nerd news headlines coming up. We'll also get another look at what it is. And does your significant other know your smartphone password? We talked about this on Facebook a little bit. I'll get to some of your responses, and we'll talk to Matt Hall about that as well.
It's the Morning X This Week, powered by Expert Electronics.
104.9 The Morning X. Kev here. Matt Hall's in the room. What's up, Matt?
Hey, happy Monday, I guess. I guess.
Happy Monday, he says.
Well, I hear snow today. I hear snow.
When's your weather advisory? Yeah, we're under some...
Are you kidding me with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's always one in March, and then there's another one in April, usually.
No.
A little dusting in April.
That's true. You're right. Yeah,
people wake up like April 19th and they're like, what the hell?
I guess I should be surprised at this point. But.
On our Facebook page on Friday, I posted this question because this is something that has come up in my relationship. The question was, does your significant other know your smartphone password?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Now, Matt, you're a single guy.
Right. So it's just me. There is no significant other.
If I grabbed your cell phone right now, just started flipping through it. Would you panic?
No, because I delete my history constantly because of that very situation, sir.
That is a smart guy right there.
There's nothing worse than when someone's like, let me see your phone real quick. I need to Google something. And then you're like, oh, wait, what did I?
Oh, Pornhub. Fun.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry about those searches.
Yeah, there's a little thing called clear the last hour.
Clear it out. Just clear it out and you're fine.
See, now I've learned not to clear my entire history if I look at something embarrassing.
Why? Oh, because she knows.
Right. So if she sees a clear history, she could be like, what were you looking at?
Porn. Sorry, I was looking at porn, all right?
And see, the thing is with that is that it's not usually porn. I'm worried about her seeing. She knows I look at Pornhub. She knows that. And she's not jealous by that. It's just, sometimes she's out of town,
Sometimes.
If she found it, she would make fun of me.
Probably.
But I'm more worried about her seeing the stuff that I look up that is ridiculous.
Like
she might see a Google search for where does Chewbacca poop? You know what I mean?
Does he poop?
Right, exactly.
I guess in the woods.
Yeah, but he's on a ship sitting in the captain's chair. Like, they wouldn't give him access to the Millennium Falcon toilet?
Is there a bathroom in the Millennium? There has to be a bathroom in the Millennium Falcon.
I mean, does Han Solo have to put a leash on him and walk him?
No one ever goes to the bathroom in Star Wars, now that you mention it. Not once was Luke Skywalker like, hey, guys, hold on a second.
I got to take a dump.
I got to use the Force.
I got to go take a space dump.
Oh, my God. Where is this conversation going?
So the question on Facebook was, does your significant other know your smartphone password? It basically, does that worry you?
Hmm.
Yeah, because for me, here's the thing. It's like a panic moment when she grabs my phone, but then I remember... Oh, yeah, we've been together for 10 years. I'm not hiding anything,
Yeah, unless you're really hiding something, you're fine.
Right.
If you don't care about porn, then there's nothing for you to worry about.
Yeah, Brian says, yes, nothing to hide except Christmas, birthday, Valentine's Day, and so on. So that's something you got to worry about if you're planning a special
that's true.
Thing. And you know, like, and that's the thing you can't say. If she snatches your phone, you grab it back, like, give me that. She's going to be immediately suspicious, but she's not going to think, oh, my Valentine's Day present. She's going to think, who you effing? You know
that's
what I mean?
True. Who are you seeing?
You know, David says, why not? Your phone is your lifeline. I'd rather they have access than not if something happens. That's a good point.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's no secrets in a marriage. That's
if you're married, though.
That's how I would do it.
Girlfriend, no.
You wouldn't let your girlfriend have your password?
No, especially because she would text my wife and tell her.
I see what you did there. Good one.
Jennifer says, I don't have a significant other, so no password. I may lock if I was out with someone. Okay.
Okay. I have a face pad. Like, you have to look at mine. It recognizes my face before it opens up. Doesn't yours have that?
It does. It does. Some people on here said that their significant other has, like, they're the alternate face for their face ID.
Okay.
You know, like, so it's like.
Oh, you can go two faces. I didn't know that.
Right, yeah. So, like, when I set my phone up, I could do my face, and then what I did was my alternate face was me with sunglasses on because it won't open if I have sunglasses on.
My alternate face is my other body part. It's my face.
Man, your junk?
Yep.
No, it's not.
It's got to recognize. That's right. I got a junk scan. I can do my face or my junk. And it has to be exact. That way I know no one's getting in.
It's Kev.
Excellent.
On 104.9.
That's incredible.
The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X. It is Kev. You got to be tired of the sad news, the bad news, as much as I am. That's why every single Tuesday I bring you a round of good news. Positive stories from around the country and the world. A woman in England accidentally fat-fingered her phone and accidentally sent a guy a friend request on Facebook that she didn't know. They got to talking, and they really liked each other, so they started dating, and now they're talking about getting married. I don't know how fast that happened, but hey, sometimes an accident can lead to something good. I believe the painter Bob Ross called that a happy accident. An investor named Bill Ackman got in early on a company in South Korea that's basically like their Amazon. It's called Coupang. And he just announced that he's donating all 27 million of his stock to charity worth around 1.3 billion. Holy crap. That's a very generous donation. People helping people. There's a hot dog place in Virginia called Perfectly Frank. They have a program called Franks for Friends, where basically you could buy a meal for someone else to eat later. You don't even have to know who you're buying it for. Basically, you buy a meal, you put the receipt on the bulletin board, someone else can come in, take your receipt off the bulletin board, and trade it in for a free meal. And so many people have done it, they've got a stockpile of receipts ready to go each day. Helping out people who can't afford to scrape enough together to get a bite to eat. That's cool. I like that. And finally, a retired school teacher in Mississippi named Vernetta Price has helped dozens of people in her small town get vaccinated by booking appointments and offering rides. And she says she's not stopping until everyone who wants a vaccine gets one. That's what I like to hear, people helping people. And that is your weekly dose of good news.
It's Kev.
No moral sense.
On 104.9.
Oh, God, here we go again. Dork alert.
The Morning X.
104.9, The Morning X. And on Tuesdays, what do? We dump on celebrities with the celebrity dump. What's up, Matt?
Hey, I love it.
Well, you know, I had to really dig this week. Not a whole lot going on with celebrity stuff, but I found some stories that happened over the last week since we last dumped.
Okay, yeah.
Prince William says that the royal family is a very much not a racist family.
Sure.
He says they never had a problem with him, Harry marrying Meghan, saying, quote, come on, it's not like she was poor.
If anything, yeah, they don't like poor people.
The dirty, dirty poor people.
How dare you marry a peasant like Meghan Markle?
Right. HBO is doing a documentary on the life of Paul Rubens, who played Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, cool.
Rubens is excited to watch it, but legally he won't be able to watch it in any public movie houses for some reason.
You know, he got a bad rap for that. I mean,
well, you know, you get caught jerking it in public, you're going to get in trouble.
But it was a theater. It was a adult theater, I think, was where he was. It wasn't like he was at the, you know, watching the Avengers or something doing it.
But he was the host of a children's television show.
Yeah, I know. It looked bad at the time. The whole thing looked bad. But that was before the internet and all that other stuff. So, I mean, it was, you know. Not that I'm defending him, but I guess I am.
You sound like you could do a good Pee-wee Herman impression. You got any?
I don't think I can. Nope, terrible.
Yeah, it was fine.
That was awful.
That was every white guy's
thing. You learned a lot.
Yeah, yeah. That's how we all do it.
He always. I'll tell you what. Pee-wee creeped me out. Like the character Pee-wee. That character was always creepy to me.
Weird. It was a weird character.
It was weird, right?
Like, is he supposed to be a kid? Is he supposed to be an adult?
People really loved it, though.
They did. They ate it up.
Some people really loved it.
I did, too. I love Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Still one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
One of the most terrifying scenes in movie history is in that movie, though. A nightmare scene that he has with the clowns and the
I always got freaked out by the genie. The genie always.
Oh, Jambi in Pee-wee's
weird.
Playhouse.
Yeah, it's weird. This guy, this genie just shows up in the house.
Jambi.
The show just...
But Phil Hartman was in it, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Miss him.
Yeah.
There's now a waiting room to get into Seth Rogen's online weed store. So many people tried to get on that it crashed.
You know, he came up with a great idea. He's like, you know, people know me for weed. I should do something with weed. And now he's going to make a bajillion dollars.
He said he actually had to take the site down for a while so he could learn to write code and smoke a big fat bong, of course. But it's weird because it seems like more people want to smoke his weed than want to watch his movies these days.
Hey, you know what? You defended Seth Rogen to me the other day, I remember. Like, I was kind of giving Seth Rogen a hard time. You're like, no, 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 I enjoy his movies.
We weren't talking about Seth Rogen.
Are you sure?
Promise.
Are you not a Seth Rogen fan?
I do like Seth Rogen. Yeah.
Well, see, there you go.
But his movies aren't at the top of the popularity list anymore, is what I'm saying.
He hasn't made, like, a really good one in a while.
All right, I saw one that he made that was fine, but, like, there hasn't been a knocked up in a while, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was probably his last good one. Well, no, I liked Pineapple Express. I thought it was good. Some people say they didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't like Pineapple Express. I think that's what you're recalling. We were talking about Pineapple Express.
Yes, it was. That's what it was.
And I didn't like that one.
How can you not like that movie?
I don't know. Just
you don't like hilarious comedies?
We've been over this. We've been over this.
We don't have time to get into it, right.
It was fine, but, you know, pod humor has seen its day, I think.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. It was kind of big a few years ago, and then now everyone's just like, eh, what else you got?
It's legal now in most places, so people are over it. You know what I mean? There's no edge to it anymore.
Are you telling me that people lost their attention span to pot humor? Is that what you're saying?
I think that might have been what happened.
Sure. I forgot why this is funny.
What? Oh, yeah. Right. It's a movie.
And finally, it was rumored that A-Rod and J-Lo were breaking up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the rumors were exaggerated, though. The couple says they're just working through some things. A little trouble in the bedroom, maybe? A-Rod having some trouble there with his A-Rod?
Oh, maybe he should take some steroids, and that'll help him.
Oh, yeah. Someone as familiar with performance-enhancing drugs as he is should know how to fix the problem. Get some boneroids, dude.
It's Kev.
Now, what do you think of a character like that?
On 104.9.
Well, I think you're wise to keep him locked up, Doctor.
The Morning X.
Matt Hall and Chelsea in the room. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Good morning, Kevin.
Time for another round of Guess the List. You ready?
Let's do this.
Oh, boy, yes.
Okay, so the other day we were talking about, we weren't talking about it, but it was in the news that Toys R Us may be coming back.
Yeah.
And it made me think of Toys R Us having the memorable jingle. Matt, remember?
I don't want to grow up.
Yeah.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I got the best for so much less. You really flip your lips.
Chelsea, you really did a good job singing that.
It sounds like me, right?
Right, so it made me think about this list here that I found. QualityLogoProducts.com came out with the poll. They polled people on the most memorable jingles of all time. That was number 10. So I need you guys to guess what's in the top 9 for the most memorable TV commercial jingles of all time.
Okay.
All right. Now, no looking at my screen because it'd be pretty clear.
I can't see.
All right.
Either.
So who wants to go first? Chelsea?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. What do you got?
McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Number 2, Chelsea.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
Well done. Chelsea on the board right away with a point. Matt Hall.
Yes.
Oscar Mayer Wiener song.
Oddly enough, not even in the top 20.
Well, that's BS because it's one of the most recognizable jingles ever all time.
I agree, but there's a lot on this list that is also very recognizable.
Okay.
So 1-0, Chelsea's turn.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Also, not anywhere on the list.
What?
See, there's so many jingles. That's how advertising people get you.
State Farm.
State Farm.
Like a good neighbor. Like a good neighbor. State Farm is there.
Number 7, Matt.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
See? Boom.
See, now, I do not like the new State Farm guy.
I don't know who he is.
Jake from State Farm.
Oh, he's jacked. Have you seen him?
I know. I don't like a state. I don't like an insurance guy who could beat me up.
Wear a shirt that fits.
Also, he sucks at the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yeah, sing it. Don't just say it.
Come
sing
on,
it.
Sing it.
Like That's a good true. Neighbor, State Farm is there. Guy can't act. He's just muscly and handsome.
That's true. They like, let's get a handsome guy. We don't care about acting or singing or anything like that. And he has to be jacked, apparently.
Right.
I don't like any of it.
All right, the score is now 1-1. We're back to Chelsea.
Ricola.
Ricola, number 3.
Ricola.
Holy crap.
Ricola.
Sometimes I'm convinced Chelsea can see my screen.
I can't.
She has
I
a
promise.
Much better vantage point.
I know how she's doing this.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
She's psychic.
Yep.
I am.
All right, Matt Hall.
She's got ESPN. Let's see. I'm going to go with, which one was I? Oh, yeah, Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
The number one most memorable jingle.
That's number one.
According to this survey.
Nationwide is on your side.
Oh, the Brad Paisley version, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy memorable.
What about Farmers? We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Also memorable. Didn't crack the top 20. Didn't even crack the top 20.
All the insurance commercials are pretty catchy.
So what is it now? 3-1?
I think so.
3-2?
I got two.
No, it's 2-2, right?
I know. I got two.
All right. Yeah. We'll say it's tied at 2. Who cares?
We can't do math.
There's no money prize or anything. Chelsea, what do you got?
Gotta get my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs.
That was number 13. Unfortunately, we're looking for the top 9 here.
Top 9, huh?
Top 9. We're looking for the most memorable commercial jingles of all time.
Well,
Matt.
We're still going? I'm reaching now to try to find one.
There's a ton of them that you're going to kick yourself about.
I know. What about By Menon? By Menon.
That's another good one that didn't crack the top 20. You know what else didn't crack the top 20?
What?
Hot Pocket.
Oh,
yeah, not in the top 20. All right, one more round, then we'll call it. Chelsea.
All right, cha-cha-cha, Charmin.
The Charmin jingle?
Yeah. No.
It's not on there?
Not at all, not anywhere near it. That was a horrible guess.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, it's a jingle we know, but it's not one of the most memorable. You know, you really have to shoot for the stars on this game, Chelsea.
How about, give me a break, give me a break.
That's number 9, Matt.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Give me a break, give me a break.
Piece of that
Kit Kat
football
bar.
Cream. Thank you, Matt, with the Office reference. Awesome.
Yes, it's football cream.
All right. So what happened? Did we just tie the game at 3? Was that a tie
that was
game?
A tie. Yeah.
All right, wow, we ended a tie for the first time ever in this game.
Yes, I win.
No.
Default.
Right. Number 10 was Toys R Us. Number 9 was Gimme a Break from Kit Kat Bar. Number 8, Campbell's Soup.
Makes everything.
We got State Farm at number 7. Number 6, SpaghettiOs.
Uh-oh. Oh. SpaghettiOs.
Uh-oh. Oh, SpaghettiOs.
Oh, SpaghettiOs. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Chelsea.
It's not the most memorable. Cha-cha-cha Charmin is.
Charmin? It's Charmin now?
Charmin.
Charmin.
Yes. Number 5, Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
Yeah,
magically
okay. Delicious. Fine. Now, this one's number 4. I don't necessarily agree with it being super memorable, but according to this survey.
Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies.
I don't remember that
Snap,
one.
Snap, crackle, pop. Yeah.
I know of them. I don't know the jingle. So.
Of course, number 3 was Ricola. Or Ricola.
Ricola.
Number 2, McDonald's. Number 1, Nationwide is on your side. Matt and Chelsea, thanks for guessing the list.
It's Kev.
Love that guy.
On 104.9.
Log in.
The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X. Yesterday, we found out that the Lucky Charms jingle made the top 10 for the most memorable TV commercial jingles of all time. And the singer of that jingle and star of the Lucky Charms commercials, it's Lucky the Leprechaun. Welcome aboard The Morning X, Lucky.
All top of the morning to you, and don't forget, they're magically delicious.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, now you owe me $100.
What do you mean $100?
Yeah, I get paid every freaking time I say it.
Okay. Well, you sound like you're in a good mood anyway.
I've already had 4 or 5 beers.
Four or five beers? It's not even 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I drink every day. I'm drunker than Tiger Woods behind the wheel.
Isn't that a little bit stereotypical?
Well, what are you calling me for anyway?
Well, you know, we figured it was appropriate. St. Patrick's Day, Lucky Charms, there's a connection.
But of course, it's St. Patty's Day. I don't even like Lucky Charms.
You don't? Why not?
Well, they need better marshmallows, to be honest.
All right, better marshmallows. So if you had your little Irish way, what would you change about the marshmallows?
Instead of orange stars, they can have a big orange in there.
Oh, easy.
Or maybe a big blue pair of for you. Maybe a giant ball of maybe. Maybe they can have a big brown marshmallow. It's a big floating piece of shit.
I don't know if that'd be appropriate for kids.
And to top it all off, instead of milk, maybe you could put in there some Jameson Caskmates.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking. Now you're talking my language.
Spend your St. Patty's Day puking with Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. For another $100, please.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay that.
Or go fuck yourself.
It's Kev.
Now, what do you think of a character like that?
On 104.9.
Well, I think you're wise to keep him locked up, Doctor.
The Morning X.
104.9, The Morning X. It is Kev. Time to take a look at the Rockford Craigslist and delve into the weirdo pool that we like to call Rockford Misconnections.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Matt Hall on board once again for Rockford Misconnections. Hey, Matt.
Hey, top of the morning to you there, Kev.
Okay. There it is. There's the Irish accent.
Enough of that. Right. Already over it.
Are you Irish?
No, not even close. I don't, you know what? I don't know where my family hails from. I probably should figure that out.
Yeah, you should probably get down on that,
I don't
man.
Know my heritage.
None of it?
No, I think... I'm going to say maybe like Croatia, that area. I think that's the part.
Just by looking at it right off the bat?
Yeah.
Caucasian.
I am very, very white. I do know that.
We got to find out where Matt's from. Ancestry.com. I'm going to have him come and swab your cheek. Spit in a tube and send it off, Matt.
That's right. I come from where white met bread. That's where... That's the best way to describe me.
You live at White Castle and root for the White Sox.
Yes. I do. I'm a big Sox fan.
Favorite Christmas song? White Christmas.
Yep.
Just saying, this guy is very white.
Right.
So this one goes with you, Matt. This first post in the Rockford Misconnections today. White lady at Walmart. Right up your alley.
Okay.
At the Walmart on Riverside in Forest Hills, we stared for a while. I should have talked to you then. This was during the day when I have time. Okay. It's all right. That is a weird statement to end it with. But so were you at Walmart staring at white ladies, Matt?
No, but that's not a good way to say that. Listen, I was staring at you for a while. You didn't notice me, but.
Well, according to this, this reads as if they were both staring at each other.
Well, they should have said something then.
Right. Who stares at each other? That's why I don't buy this. I think he was staring and thought she was staring back.
That's the thing. What do you think? Someone's looking back at you? No, that's usually not the case.
Yeah.
And at Walmart, though, you know, we caught each other's gaze from across the tire aisle at Walmart. I was looking for a set of radial tires for my car.
And a rifle. Yeah, right.
Getting some. Man, you can get everything there, can't you? Guns,
yeah,
and
groceries,
tires, groceries.
Yeah. You can buy a bag of crackers and some.
It's your one-stop shop. For love, apparently.
And a bow and arrow.
That's right.
I was staring at you. You did it turn you on? Yeah. So that wasn't you, you're saying?
No, it wasn't me. I've been shopping more at Target lately.
Here's one. Younger CD I once met. Did we ever figure out what CD meant?
No.
Crossdresser.
Oh.
Yes, CD means crossdresser. Younger crossdresser I once met.
Okay.
Looking to meet up for some wild fun. Hope you like pain.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's how it ends.
Okay, is this a guy or this has got to be a guy?
I don't know. It doesn't specify. Just
hope you like pain.
They're looking for a crossdresser, and apparently they're going to beat them up when they find them.
See, I'm not into that whole like pain S&M type thing.
No.
Like, why are you hurting me? I don't want hot wax dripped on my face or other areas.
Why do you hate fun?
That's not, you think that's fun?
Yeah.
Here, stand still while I, you know. No thanks. Have like, hair ripped off you or whatever they do. I don't know. I feel like it's like a waxing appointment is how I feel what that stuff is.
Yeah. I get into an S&M sometimes.
Oh, do you?
My wife hates it, though, because our safe word is my ex-girlfriend's name. It's weird.
Yeah, I'd hate that. But then she just, punishes you more, right?
Yeah, right. That's how I get away with it. She punches me. You know, it's fun.
We're learning all sorts of stuff today on this show.
How about this one? Man time. This comes from Rockford. Looking for some mutual help. You were doing some remodeling in your big house. Mm. And we spent some time unloading some things upstairs. Let me know if you need help again. What type of things were they unloading exactly?
So this gentleman was over at this other guy's house and they were kind of... It's like a Property Brothers situation, sort of.
Yeah, that's all it was. They were doing an episode of, what's that, Move That Bus.
Yeah, I don't think that show's on anymore.
Extreme Home Makeover.
Extreme Home right? Makeover.
Move That Bus, it's a naked guy. All right.
The Can you imagine if that's actually what happened?
I got something I could fill those cracks with. I got some spackle for you.
I really like the way your caulk looks. Good job. See what I did there?
In Matt's case, it was definitely white caulk.
1049, The Morning X.
1049, The Morning X. Kev here. Wally and Ismail from Football Absurdity is on the phone. Yes, I know it is not football season, but obviously some interesting Bears news has come up. I had to get you on the show, buddy. First of all, what's up? Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, I guess, but I wish it was under better quarterback circumstances.
Yeah, you wish it was under Russell Wilson circumstances?
Yeah, but here's the thing that, like, everyone's freaking out, and I kind of get it, because they've dangled Deshaun Watson, they've tempted us with Russell Wilson, and we got Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, formerly of the Bengals, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, I had a text exchange. When the rumors started coming out on Monday, I was talking to my friends, and I'm just like, oh, is it weird that I already have accepted Andy Dalton will be our quarterback? Because those other two guys were always a pipe dream. Like, if I laid out three quarterbacks for you and said, which one is the starting quarterback of the Bears, and I named Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, and Andy Dalton, you would assume Andy Dalton was the Bears' starting quarterback. He feels like a Bears' starting quarterback. Those other guys don't feel like Bears' quarterbacks. They have talent.
Yeah, I guess he's had the same or less of a passer rating since Mitchell Trubisky has been in the league, as Mitchell.
You're not gonna, like, Andy Dalton's fine. Andy Dalton is like, I mean, that's been the thing for years, the Dalton line. You want a quarterback that's better than Andy Dalton, but if it's worse, then you have a problem. He's not, like, awful. He's not good, but he's not awful either. He's just Andy Dalton.
He's that zero line between good and bad.
Exactly. He's neutral.
So what you're saying is it's going to be another disappointing season.
The Bears will be 8-8 or something. I think they have a talented enough team and a good enough coaching staff that they'll meander along and we'll be sitting here wondering why we do this to ourselves.
And so now that Andy Dalton will be the quarterback, is your friend you were texting with blaming you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everyone's like, why would you even say it? Why would you make it happen? I didn't make it happen. The Bears made it happen. The minute they decided to target a mediocre quarterback, he was going to be our quarterback. It always was. What was will be. That's just how it is. Time is a circle.
I guess so. And, what was the other thing? Hope is a lie.
Hope is a lie. And that's the problem. That's why everyone's so mad. If we didn't have the Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson, like, false hope, if we weren't able to convince ourselves that maybe things could get better, this is an abusive relationship, right? I'm sorry. The Bears lied to us again? Why are we surprised?
At this point, there are people in our building here that believe that Pace is trying to get fired.
It's not that. Look, here's the thing. We thought that the Seahawks might be dumb enough to trade Russell Wilson, but think of how stupid they would have actually had to be to trade a top-five quarterback in the NFL.
And what were what were the Bears putting up against Russell Wilson in that trade?
I don't know, but according to Schefter, they threw everything that they could at him, and the Seahawks just weren't going to trade him.
And does he want out of Seattle?
Apparently. If a trade happens, it'll happen either after the draft or next season. But here's the other thing, too. They signed Andy Dalton to $10 million. That's backup quarterback. That's Chase Daniels money.
Okay.
You know what? That's not anything to get worked up about. Like, I'll be more annoyed if they don't do something like draft a quarterback in the second or third round or something, you know? If Andy Dalton and Nick Foles are our quarterbacks going in, I will be very annoyed, but also not surprised.
Yeah, they need something for the future, right? Because they've pretty much ignored the future.
That's exactly what it is. Andy Dalton is a placeholder. And I guess until I see how the offseason plays out, it's hard for me to get really upset. But also, I never really believed Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson were coming to the Bears. But I also didn't believe Khalil Mack is, so who knows? Maybe it'll happen in the future.
Well, we'll see, man. I appreciate you coming on and talking about it a little bit. Of course, it is Wally Ismail of footballabsurdity.com.
I appreciate the opportunity to scream, like, into the void, so thank you.
Yes, that is what my audience is, pretty much just a blank void, so that's accurate information, sir.
I mean, you want a really scary thought?
Okay, one final scary thought, and we'll let you go.
Okay. You want something terrifying. It's Andy Dalton might be the best quarterback acquisition Ryan Pace has ever made. I want you to think about that for a second. If that isn't a recipe for despair, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's going to cause a few nightmares. Wally Dismail, footballabsurdity.com. Thank you.
It's the Morning X this week, powered by Expert Electronics.
104.9, the Morning X. Kev here. Believe it or not, we are still in a pandemic.
Yes, we are.
Unfortunately, it's still here. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, which is good, but we're still not out of it yet, and we're still going through some stuff here. So, Matt, I want to see if you can name one first world problem that you've had over the past year during the pandemic.
Because people
are complaining about things that you act like it's because of the pandemic, when really it's because you're very capable and America.
I had to wait in line. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, no.
And it's sad for you.
Is that true? Is that one of them? Waiting in line?
Well, there is a list here of a survey. The top 10 things that first world problems people have been complaining about during the pandemic. And not waiting. No, waiting in line's not on
like
this
the drive-thru
list.
Line. Like, it took extra long to get my McChicken sandwich yesterday, and I'm just so upset about that. It's not fair.
Have drive-thru lines been an issue?
Yeah. Well, they were at the start of the pandemic. They were.
I don't eat that stuff.
No, yeah. Well, I'm a terrible eater, so I refuse to get out of my car to eat anymore.
And I eat that stuff. I just you know, have go pick it up. You know, I don't wait in line. Screw that. This is a big one, and this happens to me when I wear sunglasses, fogging up while I wear the mask.
Oh, yeah. Well, or if you just got regular glasses, that's
right.
A problem. Yeah.
Right. That's one of the big ones here that people are complaining about. Bad weather when you want to go for a walk.
Aw, too bad, huh?
Yeah, shut up. I have a dog. I have to go for a walk, whether it's 80 and sunny outside or it's 15 below. I have to go for a walk.
Suck it up. For a walk.
Which, by the way, also a first world problem. Also a first world problem. We have put this up on our Facebook page at The X Rockford. If you want to share a first world problem you've had during the pandemic, we'd love to hear yours as well. What else is on the list here, Matt? I don't know. These are the top 10, but there's got to be more, right? How about this number 10? Netflix freezing or taking too long to load.
Slow internet speeds. Yeah. That was a problem. Like, why is it still buffering?
It's because so many people were watching, especially at the start of the pandemic.
Yeah.
How many people watched Tiger King?
That was great.
A billion?
That was awesome. That was that was one of the saving graces of the pandemic was the Tiger King. By the way, Carol Baskin did it. I don't care what she should be in jail next to Joe.
Not being able to wear most of the clothes in your closet.
Well, I don't know. I wear the same thing generally every day, so.
Yeah, you are very you're one of there's a Matt Hull costume. Plaid shirt with a t-shirt underneath with a graphic, unbuttoned plaid shirt so you can see the graphic, slightly backwards hat. That's you every day.
I dress like it's 1993 at all times.
Or you're in Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
I look like I'm in Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Yes, I do. Exactly, that's my look.
Figuring out what to eat for every meal, another first world problem people complained about during the pandemic.
What should I have tonight? Another frozen pizza? Let's see.
This one goes with having to be with people too much. Someone else didn't change the toilet paper roll when they used it up. Yes, that's not even pandemic related. That is just a first world problem for all the time.
Yeah.
And you know who gets in trouble with it a lot? Me. I forget all the time.
And you know what? All these people complaining, I had to spend too much time with my family. Try being alone for an entire year with nobody to talk to. Try crushing loneliness for 365 days then come talk to me.
You're going to wish you had a family.
Yeah.
Although that person will say right to you, try having three kids who pound on the door while you're trying to take a dump.
That's fine, but at least they're not going crazy talking to themselves in their apartment.
I bet they are.
Do you think so?
Oh, I bet that dad is sitting on the toilet right now going, God damn kids, I'm sick of these sons of bitches.
All my friends have lost their minds with their kids. Like, they can't even, can't now.
And either way, first world problems. Doesn't matter.
It's true.
It is. Waking up and not being sure what day it is. Has that happened to you? Hasn't happened to me.
I know what day it is.
Not being able to hear or understand people while they talk with a mask on has also not been a problem for me.
Not really. Then again, I don't talk to anybody anymore besides you.
Maybe it's because I watched South Park growing up and I'm used to just... I know what they say now. That's all.
I can understand Kenny more as the years go by.
I will appreciate mask hotness, though, if you're mask hot.
Oh, dude, the eyes. I've got a thing for women's eyes.
People
now
have hot eyes.
They sure do.
Even guys.
Yeah, they sure do. I was like, who's that guy?
You'll see a guy walk by, and you'd be like, those are nice eyes. You just notice more now, that's all.
He must work out. It makes no sense.
What are some first world problems you've experienced during the pandemic? You could text your response in, text Kev and your reply to 59457, or just to participate on our Facebook page at The X Rockford. Matt Hall, thank you very much.
I'm going skateboarding.
The one and the only 104.9.
Take a listen.
The Morning X.
104.9, The Morning X, 821. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau on the phone. Hi, Andrea.
Good morning. How are you?
How long before we can have you back in studio? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, but I hope soon. Yes. I miss coming in.
Right, yeah, we miss having you here, the real-time conversation, and being able to see your facial expressions when I'm acting like an idiot, you know, things
I
like that.
I keep coming to the door, you just won't let me in. I don't know, maybe one day.
Maybe someday, yeah.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're still locked out, but, you know, we are still in a pandemic, whether we like to admit it or not. We were talking earlier today about first world problems that people are complaining about during the pandemic, like as if all these first world problems are new. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like somebody was talking about the sunglasses fogging up while you're wearing a mask.
Been there.
Yeah.
I bet I've had every single one of these.
Yeah, that's annoying. You know, that's annoying. What about you? Like, what's something that you run into during the pandemic that feels new?
Eaten way too much. I don't know. I guess it's not new though. That's
problem. But that is a first world problem, believe it or not. Yeah. I've eaten so much.
I'm
so not hungry right now. Yeah.
These are
definitely first world problems for sure.
Break. I have way too much time on my hands.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, oh precisely. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Those answers are valid for sure.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. Well, I need to work on that then, because I don't like, you know, you don't want to have first world problems.
Right. Right. You don't want to have any problems, but that's not realistic. So
there you go.
We'll take first world problems, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But
hopefully, you know, here's something that I've found to be really odd and uncomfortable and strange during this pandemic is I've started having pandemic dreams now.
Really?
Those are a thing. Like I'm in situations now where I'm not wearing a mask where I should be, things like that.
Oh, so it's the new version of I go to take a test in school and realize I'm naked.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
so. I mean, sort of like that.
Yeah, there's a new version of that. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know if that's kind of a thing now for me. I don't know if anyone else has had that or you have, but anyways.
I had a dream that there was a bee in my mask. That's the dream that I had. It was awful. But
it's terrifying. You see, it's like a whole new meaning to nightmares now.
Yeah.
So.
And again, first world problems, for sure.
There you go.
For sure. But Andrea is here to talk about what's happening across the Rockford region for us to do this weekend so we can get out and avoid these first world problems.
Exactly. So, you know, there is an event going on this weekend that I love, and I'm so glad it's going on and taking place. It's the Butterfly Exhibit, Thinking Spring and Thinking All Those Fun Things. So it's kicking off and it's going on until June 5th. So you do have time to do this, but I recommend going out this weekend and getting out and getting some fresh air. I know the sun's going to be out. It's going to be some mild temps. So definitely take advantage of that. Nicholas Conservatory and Gardens is going to be located right along the Rock River bike path there. So check it out. Now, have you been to this? It's so much fun.
No, but I've heard things about it. Is it only open on Saturdays?
No, it's through the weekend, so you can definitely check it out. But, you go into this room, and the butterflies are swarming you. Well, they're not swarming you, like scary swarming. That word is kind of scary. But they're just all around you, and they land on you, and then you can feed them. And they're very friendly, and they're very sweet. So
now, I'm not saying it's me, but what if somebody is phobic of flying insects? what if somebody, I mean, butterflies are like the least scary of all the bugs.
Right.
But if one takes you by surprise, you know, it could
Then I would recommend to you that you don't go.
Okay.
better yet, you could go to so what's nice about this is it's set up where there's a little room, I guess you could call it, set up within the Nicholas Conservatory and Gardens. So you can actually still go in the gardens and you would be nowhere near that area.
Okay.
And then the guests that you're with could go in there and then pop out the other side.
There is a hiding place for chickens, is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right.
And there's plenty of fun little spots there. And you can feel like you're in the tropics. So, perfect.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah. I miss the tropics.
So that's going on this weekend. So pretty excited about that. There are other events around our calendar of events. I also, though, wanted to mention that coming up, we have a few things to talk about. So we're in the midst of what we're calling our spring break spring break staycation. So we're encouraging folks, both residents and visitors, to come and take a staycation here in Rockford, in the Rockford region. And I also say specifically to residents, like, you know what? Do something different this coming week. So the 22nd through the 28th, book a one night or couple night stay at a hotel. You've got the new beautiful Embassy Suites, of course, in downtown Rockford and plenty others. And then we have some great itineraries that we've created. We've got a fun page at gorockford.com/staycation. You can go and kind of put together your own little itinerary for fun and just make it a fun little staycation. We also have two giveaways going along with that. You could win $250 to anywhere Allegiant flies out of our airport. And
nice.
We also are doing a local staycation where you could win a couple nights stay and some fun things. So.
Yeah, so basically, instead of going somewhere, stay in Rockford and have some fun on your vacation. I like that.
There you go.
On your spring break, for sure.
Yes, yes, yes. So enjoy that here in our community. We're so excited to be working with our local area partners, as always, to be able to do something like this and definitely participate in the giveaway.
Plus,
something.
I imagine traveling right now would be really irritating anyway.
I know. There's a lot of extra stuff. Again, another first world problem, but still.
Exactly. Yeah. No, for sure. You make a good point.
So definitely check it out. And then also, we have our great creative. This is our transformational art. So it's part of our Four City Beautiful initiative where we're beautifying the community. We're so excited. We weren't able to do this last year, but we are doing it this year, June 7th through 11th. We're going to be painting murals again in different areas around the Rockford area, Love Park, Rockton, and Pecatonica. So more details on that, and maybe if you want to participate, watch when the artists come in and start doing their thing. Maybe you are an artist and you want to paint a mural along with us. It's gorockford.com/public art to get more information.
Now, maybe there's an opportunity for me here. Maybe these other artists want to look really good.
Yeah.
I could do a mural to compare to theirs. So it's like, here's what a piece of garbage artwork looks like, and here's real art.
Here are some huge, ginormous stick figures in the alleyway.
They wouldn't even be stick figures. It would be like squiggly line figures. It's pathetic.
Hey, art is art. It can be anything you want it to be.
It is, because sometimes you feel like a squiggly line. And, you know, you should take care of your mental health. You know, that's all.
Yeah, exactly.
It all means something. That's how artists get away with it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And whatever makes the most sense to you is what it should be. So
for sure.
So that is what we wanted to mention this week. Of course, all the events and things going on in the Rockford region are at gorockford.com. Check it out and find some fun things to do this spring.
For sure. And Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, as always, a pleasure to have you on. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
1049, The Morning X.
That guy's a tool.
You're a tool. Tool of the
day. Powered by Retool of Rockford, where they buy, sell, and trade tools on East State Street next to Chuck E. Cheese, and allow us to every day highlight one idiot from around the world, or a tool, if you will. 29-year-old guy named Robert Raddick was pulled over in Newburgh, New York around 7:55 a.m. back on Sunday of last week. He's driving with a suspended license and with a big bag of crack on him. So he was arrested. But that's not why he was the tool of the day. It's the tool of the day because they let him go on a court summons, and then 2:30 p.m. that same day, the same cop pulled over a different car, and Robert was driving that car, too, and had a big bag of crack on him again. Plus, he had some heroin on him this time. So he was arrested again, given another court summons, and let go again. Finally, 5:45 p.m., he's pulled over a third time in the same day by a different cop. And this time, he was under the influence. Arrested three times on the same day, twice by the same officer. He'll be in court all next month to face all the charges he managed to get during his three arrests in one day. That makes him today's tool of the day. And for the first time ever, I'm going to forego voting for tool of the week this week, because there's no way anybody beats this guy. No way. So he's your tool of the week as well. And he will be up for Tool of the Month at the end of this month. Congratulations. Don't be a tool like this fool, but the right tool for your job is at Rockford Retool on East State Street next to Chuck E. Cheese. They buy, sell, and trade tools. Go in, see my friend Dave, or visit rockfordretool.com.
It's Kev.
Love that guy.
On 104.9.
Lock in.
The Morning X.
Matt Hall's in the room. What's up, buddy?
Yay, Marshmallow. Wait, nope. Can't say that.
We can say it. We're not doing a commercial right now.
Oh, we can't?
Yeah, you can say it.
You sure?
Yeah. Say it.
March Madness. I said it.
You did it.
I did it.
We're not trying to sell anything right
now. Sued?
No, we're not going to get sued. You can say the name of the tournament. I mean, it's ridiculous. You can't say it in a commercial to promote your bar event, but you could say it when we're talking about
because the NCAA doesn't have enough money. They're like, you know what? The event at the bar is going to cut into our bottom line.
They're actually going after a group of urologists in Virginia.
Are they?
Who took advantage of how men like to get vasectomies right before March Madness so they can watch the tournament while right. they ice their balls because they trademarked vasectomy mayhem. And the NCAA is trying to go after them for that. They don't even use the word madness in their commercials, and they're trying to go after them.
So they own mayhem, too?
I guess.
It's so dumb.
They are really stingy, and they won't pay their players. So
they should.
Yeah, they should give them their jersey money anyway, you know?
Well, don't worry. The boosters pay the players, so we're fine with that.
Okay, fine. Fine, that's a good workaround. But, vasectomies. This is the time of year urologists report a huge uptick in vasectomies.
30% more this week than any other week during the year.
Oh, God, a lot of guys walking funny.
You ever, would you consider getting one?
It depended on the situation. You know, if we had accidentally made triplets, for example,
it happens.
We would want to be done after that.
Right.
You know, like and if my wife was like, you need to do it, then I would do it for her.
Yeah. So what they do is they go in there with a rusty hook and then they kind of like yank out something, I believe.
What? It's a yank?
It's a yank.
I thought it was like they numb you and they give you a snip. They cut the vas deferens.
According to friends who have had it done, I've had two friends who've had it done.
Okay.
And it's a pull. Like they go in there and they kind of like,
no.
You know, like you're yanking out like a stereo cord or something like your headphones out of the jack.
Yeah, pulling the headphones. Oh my God.
Kind of like that.
Or like when your phone is hooked up to your car
yeah,
and you forget
yeah, yeah.
and you get out of your car and it snaps off. Oh my God.
That's probably the most accurate description. When you accidentally, you think your phone's not plugged in, but it is, and then you yank it out.
I've heard some terrifying things. Like there's like soldering involved. Like
there is. And then they solder it together. No. Like they take a hot gun, like a glue gun, and glue it back together. It's crazy.
How do you know so much?
I ask questions.
Matt's like a vasectomy expert.
I'm going to be a urologist one
As a matter of fact, Matt's giving free vasectomies behind the dumpster here at Midwest Family today.
I am. I've got a pair of scissors, and that's all. I'm just going to go and do some surgery.
When you hear about it, like when you hear commercials for it, they make it seem like it's a really quick, easy, painless operation.
Sometimes it is, but I had a couple friends. They seemed to be in pain for the first couple days, and one of my buddies was like, yeah, they had to do it twice because it didn't work.
Oh, God.
So, like, the first time they did it, and then it didn't take.
One thing you never want to hear a guy who's got scissors to your balls say is, oops.
Whoops. Sorry about that.
Slipped a little bit. Got to do that again.
Listen, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to try that one more time. Oh, and he also said that the anesthesia hadn't taken full effect before the guy started. So the guy was like, all right, here we go. And then he just kind of went in there. And
they need to educate people younger about this. They need to get people in the know earlier in their life. Just like make a TV show on PBS, like Vasectomy Street. You know what I mean? Like
Vasectomy Street.
Yeah, Elmo's voice wasn't always that high.
maybe that's how it happened. Now we know.
Yeah.
V is for vasectomy.
Elmo has stitches on his nutsack. But Elmo has no babies.
We interrupt this program to increase dramatic tension.
104.9.
Say it! Say it!
The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X at 8:16. It is Kev on the phone. Mike Peck from the Rockford Ice Hogs. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Happy vasectomy week.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, yeah. The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is usually vasectomy week for guys. That's
It makes sense.
I guess
that makes total sense.
Yeah, I guess it's like a 30% uptick in guys getting clipped this week.
And I'm guessing probably like Wednesday, right? So like I just, you know, you got to give me 4 days to recover here.
Right, but I think the idea is you do it so you can start recovering on the first day of the tournament. So you can sit around, watch basketball with the bag of peas on your junk and, you know, and you get away with it without getting in trouble. So, you know. It's
just listening to the doctor, right? The first time in history a man has listened to a doctor, anybody in particular.
Look, it's a high price to pay to watch sports in peace, though, if you ask me.
Yes, it really is.
Mike Peck, of course, the emperor of business, whatever, for the Rockford Ice Hogs. He's the brain over there. You're the brain, right?
Yeah. I'm kind of climbing the ladder right now to get up to the skull, I guess, of the Ice Hogs. Is that what it would be? It's not quite a throne.
Right. Yeah. There's a big flaming skull, and or is it like the throne of swords from Game of Thrones? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's similar, but not really anywhere close.
Yeah,
because I'm in the basement and there's no windows, and if it's 80 and sunny or Armageddon happening up in, you know, at the street level of downtown Rockford, I would have no idea.
And plus, you would have to usurp the king, and that's Hammy, and I don't think you can take him.
Not the big pig.
So you guys doing some kind of special this weekend, actually, honoring frontline heroes. How you doing that?
Yeah, we're really excited for this. So, well, first off, the stupid COVID thing hit again, so our games have been pushed back from tonight and tomorrow to Sunday and Monday.
Oh, good to know.
Sunday and Monday is when the Ice Dogs will be taking on the Iowa Wild. Both games at 6:00. But what we're doing, pregame warm-ups, the Ice Dogs. So, you know, we wear three sets of jerseys typically. We have our reds and our whites.
Sure.
And then we have our alternate jerseys, which are the gray that have kind of that old school pig on it.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're not wearing those gray jerseys in games this year. So what we're doing this weekend, we're going to wear those jerseys for pregame warm-ups. And each player on the back are going to have the last name of a frontline worker from our community on the back.
Oh, that's really cool.
They've been nominated by, you know, different hospitals or the police department or fire department or sheriff's department. And those players are going to be wearing those jerseys this weekend for warm-ups. They're going to autograph them, and then we're going to give those frontline heroes the players' jerseys sometime next week.
That's very cool. That's a really cool thing to do. I mean, and it's not like the least anyone can do, right, to at least recognize these people.
Well, I almost felt bad, you know, here on staff we're talking, and, you know, we're reaching out to these different organizations, and we're saying, hey, can you pick out a couple of people that, you know, have gone above and beyond? It's like, how in the heck do you do that if you're working in a hospital? Like, how do you pick out, like, you know, four people? You can't.
Right.
I mean,
everyone here is going above and beyond. Right. Yeah. So that's tough.
Yeah, no doubt. But, you know, we're grateful for all the frontline workers. And, you know, I know, like, the folks in hospitals and stuff, and they're the ones you think of first, and we're definitely grateful. But, you know, also everybody who's been working in grocery stores and truck drivers. And,
sure.
I mean, just think about everybody who's helped make our economic system go here over the last year, because it's been brutal, and these folks have been out there, and it's been awesome to see everybody come through and work together.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about, you know, because I know a few nurses, people who went through nursing school and got nursing jobs, and pre-pandemic, that's already an insane amount of hours that you're working. And so pandemic hits, like, you have no idea that the next year of your life is going to be nonstop. You know what I mean? It's pretty crazy. So it's really cool that you're recognizing those people.
Yeah, and here we're getting ready for a rather, you know, on the grand scale of thing, you know, a meaningless hockey game this week, and these people are literally saving lives every day. So it is the least we could do.
Yeah, you know, you call it meaningless, but it's really not. You know, sports is important to people too, and it's a good platform, you know, because, you know, people are paying attention to it. You know, so when you really want to say something, it's a great platform to have. It's a great mountain to shout from, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's, I guess you're right. It's an escape from reality. We talk about that quite a bit. You know, whether it's a pandemic or whatever it might be. You know, just a bad week at work. You know, come to an Ice Dogs game and get away from reality for a little bit and enjoy yourself. And obviously, right now we're not having folks out at games, but at least you can watch or listen and, you know, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's the least we can do. Yeah. I think we found it, the very least we could do. But it's really cool that you guys are doing that. So the games have been postponed a couple of days. Who did it this time? Was it Cleveland again?
No, it wasn't Cleveland this time. They got us the first two times. It's our good dear friend from Des Moines, Iowa.
Is that how you pronounce it?
You know, why is it Des Moines and why is it Des Plaines?
Right.
Has anyone ever figured this out?
I think it's because nobody wants to pronounce it Des Plaines. Because that's how you would pronounce it if you were following those rules, and nobody wants to sound like that guy from Fantasy Island.
Yeah, that tattoo or what is
yeah,
that guy's
tattoo.
Name?
Nobody wants to sound like tattoo when they're talking about that town in Illinois. Where are you from? DuPlain. Nobody.
Well, I mean, oh, hair's right there. I mean, what? Who cares? It kind of fitting.
Yeah, I don't think it would be bad, but you know, it's the same language, but I think it's that Midwest laziness of pronunciation. We just read it the
it's
way
America.
We see
America
it.
America screws everything up, you know.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, so man, it was cool to have you on again. And of course, if you want to watch or listen to the Rockford IceHogs game, you can do so. Of course, AHL TV. How do you get AHL TV?
Just go to AHLTV.com. And right now, they actually have some big time discounts for the rest of the season. Since we're about halfway through the season already, and you can watch through that. Or of course, you can tune into Sports Fan Radio and listen to the great Joseph Zakhshevsky. And if you can say his name, we'll give you a pat on the back.
Yeah, that's why the rest of the world just calls him Joey Z.
Yeah, I was trying to give his email address to someone the other day, and I'm like, oh boy, this isn't going to go well.
How does he not change that?
You know, I don't know. I'm sure we... I don't know. He's been spelling it his entire life. Now, my last name is Peck. Your last name is Wood. We had four letters in our last name growing up as a kid. Can you imagine with, like, you know, Zakhshevsky or Mike Krzyzewski or whatever his name is for the, you know, the Duke Blue Devils, or, you know, some of these long names, you
right.
know, it's just like, how long does it take those kids to learn to spell their last name?
Yeah. And plus with like a timed quiz, you have to write your name at the top. That's not fair.
Yeah, right.
It's not fair.
So that immediately for you and I, it throws out the excuse. Well, geez, I got a late start on this timed quiz.
Right.
We had four letter last names.
Well, you can hear the great Joey Z on Sports Fan Radio 1330, calling every Ice Hogs game, and next one is Sunday.
Sunday, 6 o'clock, and it'll be awesome.
All right, Mike Peck from the Rockford Ice Hogs, thank you very much. IceHogs.com for all things Ice Hogs. Thanks again, Mike.
Happy spring.
Yeah, happy first day of spring tomorrow, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All
Can't
right,
wait.
All right, Mike, take it easy.
You too.
It's the Morning X this week, powered by Expert Electronics.